In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From John chapter 16, Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that He will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while and you will see me no longer, and again a little while you will see me. So some of His disciples said to one another, What is this that He says to us, A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. And I am going to the Father. So they were saying, What do you mean by a little while? We do not know what He is talking about. Jesus knew they wanted to ask Him, so He said to them, Is this why you are asking yourselves what I meant by saying a little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me? Truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, during these 40 days of Easter, as we are preparing to celebrate the ascension of our Lord, we consider the joy that we have that no one will take away from us so that our hearts rejoice. Jesus, during the 40 days of Easter, gave many convincing proofs that He was risen from the dead, from Easter Sunday to ascension, showing them His hands and side, eating a piece of broiled fish, He truly was risen from the dead. Now, this reality is frustrating for us because we cannot yet see Jesus with our eyes like they did. We will see Him in that last day. They saw Him during that 40 days of Easter. They saw Him ascend to the right hand of God. And now for all of these centuries, Christians now see Jesus through the eyes of faith as He is revealed to us through the Holy Word, as it's preached and we are taught and we are baptized and receive absolution and Holy Communion. We do see the Lord through, veiled through this Word and sacrament, and one day we will see Him with our eyes. How is it then that despite the sorrows of this life, despite the fact that we can't yet see Jesus with our eyes, how can our hearts rejoice? How can you have joy in the midst of the frustrations of this life? That's what we talk about today. It's really exactly what we prayed in the collect this morning. That among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. If you want joy, that is where joy is found. You maybe came here this morning with burdens heavy on your heart. You're not feeling particularly joyful this morning. You may even be depressed about something. But the joy that the Father gives us does not depend upon our emotions. It does not depend upon our feelings. It doesn't depend on how well things have been going for us recently. The joy that we have is found in God, the Father who gives us His words, the Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth, and the Son who lets us know about His ascension and glorious return. It's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who gives us joy. And no one can take that joy away. Let's talk about the joy that you can have because the Father has given you His words. Jesus said, All that the Father has is mine. all that the Father has. All that the Father has is everything. All power, all glory, all majesty. He created all things. All things were spoken into existence by the Father's Word. In Jesus, God's only begotten Son, we have the greatest gift at Christmas. The Father gave us the gift of His Son. His words, spoken through Jesus throughout His 33 years here on earth, were heard by the apostles, and the words of God were spoken in the flesh, in the person of Christ, the Father's gift. The Father sent the Son, who gives us the Holy Spirit. The words of God came from the Father, the Son, through the Holy Spirit, written down for you to read and to hear. This Father has all things. He promises us the new heavens and the new earth. This Father gives us the words about this place called heaven. And in Revelation this morning, there were three pictures of heaven. Heaven is the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Heaven is paradise, like the new Garden of Eden, springs of living water. And heaven is a joyful wedding banquet and feast, where the Lamb comes to the wedding banquet, and the church is His bride, and the bridegroom comes with His bride adorned in the righteousness of the Lamb, white, rejoicing. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. God wipes away all the tears from our eyes. There's no more crying. There's no more pain. No more death. The old former things have passed away. And we will be with God forever. These are the words of God the Father. In God the Father, we have joy. Take your hymnal and turn to page 322, if you would please. Take your hymnal. Turn to page 322. It's very fitting on this Confirmation Sunday that we remind ourselves of what we confess, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and keep the hymnal open this morning. On page 322, we have joy in God the Father who gives us His words. Let us read together the first article and its meaning of the Apostles' Creed on page 322. We read together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What does this mean? I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that He has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this He does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey Him. This is most certainly true. Keep your hymnal open to that spot. In the Father who has given you life and words, you have joy. Secondly, in the Holy Spirit you have joy because you've been guided into all truth. Jesus said, I have many things to say to you. And in the four Gospels, we have those written down. Because the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, inspired the writing of Holy Scriptures and guides us into all truth. So that in the Old Testament, we had the four Gospels, we had the book of Acts, we have all the epistles, and then the great book of Revelation. All inspired by the Holy Spirit. The authority of Jesus to speak the words of the Father was then heard by the Holy Spirit during the three-year ministry. And what the Spirit heard Jesus speak, He now had the apostles bring to their remembrance all that Christ had said, and they wrote it down. And so you have this wonderful chain of progression of truth from the Father through the Son to the Spirit to you. We know the things that are to come. the end times, the day of our Lord's glorious return. We know that Gentiles, too, are joint heirs with Jewish believers because the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon us. We Gentiles were also baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's way of salvation, of repentance and faith and life has been revealed to us as well, even though we are not Jewish believers, but Gentile believers. The Holy Spirit gives us joy because He guides us into all truth. On page 323, let us now read the third article and its meaning. We read, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, He daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, He will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. So we have joy in the Father who has given us His words. We have joy in the Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth. And of course, we have joy in Jesus, who informs us of His ascension and His glorious return. Jesus said, a little while you'll see me, and then you will see me no longer. The disciples were confused, and what Jesus meant was, He was walking on earth at that time, He had been raised from the dead, but in a short time He was going to ascend on the clouds back to His Father in heaven, and they weren't going to see Him anymore. But then He said, then you'll see me again later, referring to His second coming, His glorious return. Now, it is true that when Jesus says, we weep and lament, though the world rejoices, what He's saying is that the world is going its merry way without God, rejoicing in all the things they want to enjoy without God, whereas we weep and lament over our sins of thoughts and words and deed. We're like having sorrow like unto a woman who is waiting for the hour of birth to deliver the child and goes through anguish. The woes of this life, this veil of tears, yes, it's there. God knows it, and Jesus does too. But just like when the woman gives birth, and she now has a child and has joy because a child has been born into the world, that joy that we have now will come to its completion when we will see Jesus on that last day and our hearts will rejoice and no one can take that joy away from us even now. You have joy in the work of Christ's death and burial and resurrection in your place. He died once for all and you are accounted righteous in God's sight. We rejoice in the Son, in His ascension and His imminent return. So we read lastly on page 322, the second article and meaning. We read, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with His holy precious blood, and with His innocent suffering and death, that I may be His own, and live under Him in His kingdom, and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as He is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. This is most certainly true, that the joy that we have comes in Christ alone. One time I was having our confirmands do the three articles of the Apostles' Creed, and one of them inadvertently, instead of writing, "This is most certainly true," wrote, "This is mostly true." And so we talked about this. This is mostly true, and he realized, "Oh, I made a mistake, Pastor. I'm supposed to say this is most certainly true." Now, I can guarantee you that young man will never forget that this is most certainly true. So we have joy in Christ, even though our hearts are weighed down with the burdens of this life. Look at God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit during these 40 days of Easter as we come close to Ascension. You have joy as God has acted in the past. You have joy because He's working in the present in our lives. And we have joy because God will act in the future, because He was and is and ever shall be. May the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit give you joy today so that your hearts rejoice. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.